Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 677. Today, Don asks,
should I read books in the genre I am writing in, or go completely the other direction to avoid assimilating the voice of another author in the same subject?
You should read what you're interested in reading, but if you're writing in a genre, you should read enough in that genre to know what the genre's expectations are. I would not worry about assimilating other writers' voices. This is a worry that new writers have, and it's not an illegitimate one, because when you're a new writer, you don't have your own voice yet, or at least you don't know your own voice yet. And your voice is sort of fighting to get through all the other voices of all the other authors you've ever read. But there's not going to be a major difference between your propensity to assimilate a voice in your own genre versus in another genre. You're going to assimilate pieces of every voice you read until your own voice is very well developed. And whether it's in the same genre or not isn't going to matter. What you are more likely to do in your own genre is to unintentionally plagiarize entire phrases or scenes or pick up and move plot points and tropes, and that you want to watch for. It's generally a good idea for your first reader or your beta reader or whoever you're using to be sophisticated in the genre in which you are writing so they can tell you, hey, you accidentally lifted this entire scene from Star Trek 3, or what have you. So, because you don't want to do that. But in terms of voice, I think that the worry's a bit misplaced. You're going to have to fight through voices anyway, and it's not going to hurt you too much if you're fighting through voices in your own genre as opposed to other genres. For what it's worth, thanks for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment or a creative death threat, or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.